Hey everyone, as you know, I'm a science communicator who explains science and debunks science-denying frauds. Quite the Venn diagram exists between anti-science propaganda, predatory capitalism, Christian nationalism, and Zionism, which means I end up bringing up Israel from time to time. Zionists hate that, so they attack me constantly, like what happened recently with a guy named Destiny. Let's talk about him. If you don't know who Stephen Bonnell, aka Destiny, is, he's a media personality who takes to defending liberal and progressive viewpoints on most political topics. He sounds smart enough when debunking MAGA talking points, and if that's all he ever did, you'd be hearing nothing negative about him from me. But that activity is dramatically overshadowed by his unrelenting Zionism and support for the never-ending parade of human rights violations being perpetrated by the genocidal ethnostate that is Israel. Whether he is being paid by Israel or is genuinely just dumb enough to have fallen for Israeli propaganda and is in too deep now to admit it, I can't say. But he recently decided to poke the hornet's nest by doing a particularly slanderous live stream about me, accusing me of being a Jew-hating neo-Nazi. It's called Professor Dave Goes Mask Off. And the thumbnail says, "These fucking Zionists," where Zionists is covering the word Jews, implying that I really just hate all Jews. In it, he's reacting to my third and most recent video exposing Avi Loeb, the astrophysicist and charlatan, in which, amidst breaking down his endless lies about science, I point out yet again in passing his ties to the Zionist lobby and how he employs Zionist tactics of gaslighting and playing the victim to deflect when his fraudulence is exposed. I'll just play you Destiny's intro stinger to his video so you can get a sense of it. "The blatant manipulation, opportunism, and perpetual victim complex is par for the course when dealing with disgusting Zionist frauds like him. Anyway, science as much as they want, and if anyone exposes those lies, they're automatically an anti-Semite."
What, bro? This guy reaches so hard. Holy shit, he's obsessed.
"I'm not sure if you noticed, but the whole world despises your ideology. The world knows your gaslighting and your Hasbara tactics. Shouting anti-Semitism at everyone that hurts your feelings is just going to hasten your demise tenfold. So keep it up, you worthless Zionist pile of filth."
And I didn't mention Judaism. I said Zionism. Get a grip. This kind of like rhetoric right here, this is Nazism right here, right? Deception and victimization are like the two key pillars of kind of neo-Nazi belief. It's the idea that Jews are secretly behind the scenes controlling everything to deceive you, and they deceive you about that control. And then the self-victimization is they constantly harp about the Holocaust. Oh my God, we get it. But the reason why they have to harp about the Holocaust is because they have to center their victimhood so that they have an infinite blank check basically to deceive you and to control society. It's kind of crazy to just, but whatever.
Yes, he is literally calling me a Nazi. Deconstructing this farce will come at the end of this video, but we have a lot of context to set up and information to get through first. Honestly, so many people have asked me to make a video formally summarizing my stance on Israel, and this was an excuse to do it, while also highlighting what a douche this guy is. Beyond his nauseating defense of Israel, he also has some really bizarre skeletons in his closet that I was able to come across. Hornet's nest, remember? But we will get back to him in due time. Now, many of you are aware that this is not the first time I've been harassed and slandered by Zionists, not by a long shot. Right after the genocide began, for several months I was spending way too much time on Twitter, relentlessly combating Zionist propaganda being disseminated by hordes of paid influencers whose job it was to brainwash the masses and manufacture consent for genocide. You've never seen propaganda anywhere in your life like what was being vomited up at that time. A fabrication of 40 beheaded babies, which Joe Biden himself publicly claimed to have seen photographic evidence of, only to later walk back and admit that no such evidence exists, since it's not a thing that happened. Fabricated claims of a baby being cooked in an oven. Endless claims of rape when in fact it is Israel that systematically rapes Palestinian prisoners in the most brutal manner imaginable. A behind-the-scenes clip of a Lebanese short film used to claim that Palestinians were faking the war crimes against them, yielding the birth of the disgusting term Pallywood. Claims of immense networks of Hamas bases underneath hospitals to justify the bombing of every single hospital in Gaza, only to provide zero evidence of such bases after the fact, except a few planted guns several hours after entering, and a list of terrorists that was really a calendar. A tidal wave of lies in the form of social media activity that was viewed by many millions of people. Endless dehumanizing rhetoric to garner support from the West for a totally pre-planned campaign of ethnic cleansing and land theft. At any rate, influencers were being paid to disseminate the narratives that the state had settled on each day. I was shitting all over these disgusting frauds day and night for several months, and the wrong people noticed, so they dogpiled on me and got my account suspended. People often note that you can find some really egregious anti-Semitism on social media, so my tweets must have been even worse than those of actual Nazis in order to merit suspension. But those people are very confused. Zionists love anti-Semites. They quietly celebrate their presence on social media because their existence fuels Israel's victimization narrative. Israel can bomb anything they want, shoot any child in the head, steal any land, but they will always continue to be the victims. Scary anti-Semites who want all Jews to die, whether a particular instance being referenced is real or not, are a key facet of this narrative. So that's not what gets targeted for suspension. What gets targeted is anyone who is effectively combating and exposing the state-sponsored Hasbara narratives, which I was doing with a passion. So I was booted from the platform, which honestly was a relief more than anything else, as this activity was starting to take a toll on my emotional well-being, and then their campaign to smear me began. First, the social media activity. This actually started before my account was terminated. Hundreds of tweets like this, very obviously scripted and disseminated for all the lemmings to copy and paste. Pretending to have been followers of mine, regrettably, they must unfollow because I'm a Nazi. It's all quite unconvincing. They do this all the time. You can always find clusters of scripted copy-paste tweets, like this recent campaign that Destiny would probably enjoy. Then came the harassment on YouTube. Thousands, and I'm not joking, literally fucking thousands of these for weeks. These came from the bot farms that Israel employs to shift the narrative on every platform they can. Optics are everything, and even this very blatant artificial activity can skew things in their favor to some degree. But that's just the beginning. Organizations like StopAntisemitism.org and Canary Mission are a form of weaponized retaliation against those who speak up for Palestine on social media. I was named Anti-Semite of the Week, along with countless actors and activists like John Cusack, Susan Sarandon, Mark Ruffalo, Roger Waters, Cynthia Nixon, Greta Thunberg, Bassem Youssef, Mamdani, of course, basically anyone who draws significant attention to Israeli crimes against humanity, thereby posing a challenge to the Hasbara narrative. You know, horrible, vile anti-Semites like Miss Rachel, the children's content creator who scandalously requested on social media that Israel stop bombing children, and who can be found singing songs with Palestinian double amputee toddlers. How dare she humanize children who have had their legs blown off by inhuman monsters? As part of these smear attempts, founder of Stop Antisemitism, Leora Rez, and other wastes of human life enact brutal campaigns to ruin the lives of whomever they target, doxing them, and doing whatever they can to get them fired from their jobs, especially for medical professionals. For me, there was not much they could do. I'm self-employed. They tried to smear me on LinkedIn, but nobody gave a shit. Eventually, they move on. But perhaps with how much I've finally been talking about Israel in my YouTube content, as opposed to simply tweeting about them, a second wave of attention is coming my way. To demonstrate how no amount of criticism of Israel will ever be enough, we're going to talk a lot about how awful Israel is. Truly, they are the most potent force of pure evil in the world since the Nazis, ironically. The level of disdain they have for human life is beyond comprehension. Not simply the ability to murder tens of thousands of children like their termites, but the delight they express in doing so, and the overwhelming support that is expressed by Israeli citizens for this genocidal activity. More than 80% of Israelis support the complete annihilation of the Palestinian people. It is a twisted, psychotic society that celebrates the destruction of innocent human life. They proudly announce it openly, their desire to wipe Palestinians and other Arabs from the face of the earth.
ולהשאיר את עזה ללא ערבים ולהקים התיישבות יהודית בכל חבל עזה. כאשר אומרים ביישובי העוטף שרוצים לראות את הים, זאת אומרת, כדי לראות את הים צריך שלא יהיו לא בתים.
שאני מבין במקורות שלנו, עם הפרעים האלה לא היה שלום, אין שלום ולא יהיה שלום. לא שאני לא רוצה שלום, גם אני רוצה שלום. ארץ זה שייכת אך ורק לעם ישראל, וכל עזה וכל לבנון, כל זה צריכים לשאוף לנקות את הארץ מרוכבי הגמלים.
Is I don't care about Gaza. I literally don't care. For all I care, they can go out and swim in the sea.
אנחנו מטילים מצור מוחלט על העיר עזה. אין חשמל, אין מזון, אין מים, אין דלק, הכל סגור, אנחנו נלחמים בחיות אדם ואנחנו נוהגים בהתאם.
אז זה לא תחזור להיות מה שהיה, וחמאס לא יהיה, חסל את הכל.
שחיילי צה"ל הם מעל הוויכוח הזה, ואי אפשר להאשים אותם. מה שנעשה בעזה, חבל שלא נעשה גרוע יותר. אין בלתי מעורבים. כל מי שיעמוד בפניו וירצה לחבל במדינת ישראל, כולל כן, אם הם ישלחו ילדים, ישתמשו בילדים שלך, ישתמשו בילדים, יצטרכו גם לרוב אותם, כי אין ברירה.
Have you seen enough? No, I don't think you have. Israeli lawmaker Yitzhak Kreuzer says there are no innocent children in the West Bank, defending the bloodthirsty behavior of settlers that murder helpless Palestinians and steal their homes on a regular basis with total impunity. The West Bank, no Hamas here, just Palestinians living under a brutal system of apartheid. Whether they are children or women, it doesn't matter to me. Journalist Shimon Ricklin says Gaza should be wiped from the face of the earth. Journalist and politician Yinan Magal says it's time for Nakba 2, which means another massive wave of killing Palestinians and cleansing them from their territories to acquire these lands for Israel. Revital Gottlieb of the Likud party says, bring down buildings, bomb without distinction, stop with this impotence, you have ability, there is worldwide legitimacy, flatten Gaza, without mercy, this time there is no room for mercy. You think this hatred is reserved only for Palestinians? Think again. Israeli Minister of National Security Ben Gavir says that for every tear of an Israeli mother, 1,000 Lebanese mothers must weep. All of Lebanon must burn. Are you fucking listening? All of Lebanon must burn? This is not Israel-occupied Palestine. This is a sovereign nation with territory that Israel has lusted after since its inception, and which it is currently successfully stealing. But back to Gaza, Israeli military official Eliyahu Yassian says, there is no population in Gaza. There are 2.5 million terrorists. There is no meaning to giving them warning missiles. Israeli politician Moshe Feiglin states outright that Hamas is not the enemy. It's every child in Gaza. Every child, toddlers, babies. Babies are terrorists. Anyone who would say this is a sadistic monster. There are entire databases filled with hundreds of instances of very clear incitement to genocide. They openly announce that they intend to commit genocide. Not just random nut jobs on social media. Israeli officials, legislators, military personnel, decision makers, they all state this openly, the desire to completely wipe out the Palestinian population. Take a second and read this crap. This is a drop in the bucket. You listen to any of these assholes for long enough, you get some shit like this about human animals, or Amalek, who their God commanded them to destroy in the Torah, or whatever other rhetoric they can think of to justify the extermination of an entire race of people. Just like the Nazis did to the Jews in calling them vermin, parasites, rats, whatever they could do to dehumanize them. It's identical. They proudly announce genocidal intent and then later deny the actualization of that intent when accused of the genocide they are committing, gaslighting the world with rhetoric about how the IOF is the most moral army in the world, rather than the reality that they are actual terrorists. Here's Israeli Minister for Social Equality announcing how proud she is of the ruins of Gaza, and that every baby 80 years from now will tell their grandchildren what the Jews did. They take pride in the complete annihilation of a people.
אני אישית גאה בהריסות של עזה, ושכל תינוק, גם עוד 80 שנה מהיום, יספר לנכדיו מה עשו היהודים.
And you don't have to take the word of officials. You can ask the soldiers themselves. They proudly brag about children they've killed.
We are looking for babies, but there is no babies left.
What babies? Say that again. Say it again.
No, maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but I'm looking for a baby.
Do you like Palestinian children?
Yes.
Does it make you feel good when you bomb a hospital? Really?
Yes.
You guys kill children in Lebanon, is that okay?
Yeah, this is okay because in Hamas.
What about the children, the babies?
The babies is good to...
Really, in Lebanon?
Yes, in Lebanon, in Gaza, in Iran.
Really? It's okay to babies in Iran?
Yes, yes. It's
and
okay.
In Gaza?
Yes.
And in Lebanon?
Yes.
You really believe that?
Yes.
Really? Have you ever killed any Palestinians?
I...
Have you ever killed any Palestinian children?
I...
How many?
I don't know.
You don't keep track?
No, but I...
היינו במערב, זיהינו שלושה אובייקטים מתקרים לעברנו לשטח שהוא שטח השמדה. ואנחנו קיבלנו את הפקודה לחסל את שלושת האובייקטים, כי הם נכנסים לתוך שטח השמדה שלנו. ושמנו אותם עם מג ונגר, שתי נשקים. ולאחר מכן התברר שזה היה... הילדים בגילאים בין 10-12 והאימא שלהם ואנחנו היינו צריכים לחסל אותם בסופו של דבר, על הפקודות.
זאת אומרת, הרגתי ילד. אפילו לא... אני אומרת הצבא, לא אומרת... עכשיו עוד זה קשה. אותו זמן הייתי חושבת על זה מלא ו... עכשיו רק צוחקים על זה. כמו שאפשר לצחוק. זה נהיה פשוט שם, כי זה חלק ממני. סיוון, זה לא יורד. מה לא יורד, רותם? את לא מבינה, אני מנסה כבר עם סבון. מה לא יורד, רותם? הדם, מהידיים.
Of course, this is a drop in the bucket. Countless children in Gaza have been targeted and executed by snipers. There are so many accounts from both local and international doctors who received child after child with a single precise bullet wound to the head. Again, soldiers state outright that they intentionally murder children and that they're specifically ordered to do it. While officials continue to put on a show and act offended when it is suggested that soldiers do the things they openly admit they are doing. This is the definition of gaslighting. And how do Israeli soldiers and officials justify this grotesque behavior? Naturally, they have divine permission for it. They state this openly all the time as well. They are the chosen people, so they can do whatever they want. They say Israel is allowed to ignore the directives of international law in any field it desires. International law doesn't apply to them, so they should be able to commit genocide. They say they are entitled to violate the sovereignty of foreign countries. This means that any land they desire is theirs for the taking. This is announced proudly, publicly, and supported by a citizenry that has been brainwashed into believing that they are genuinely superior to other peoples.
מה קורה כשאתם פוגשים ילד חילוני? מה רחמך? למה אתם רחם עליו? שלא אומרת לך, מדי, מה הוא מפסיד?
הוא לא הולך, הוא לא
הולך. כשאתם חושבים על ירושלים בעוד 10 שנים.
כולם חרדים?
כולם חרדים?
לא כולם חרדים. חלק ערבים, חלק חרדים.
כולם יהודים, יש גם ערבים שהם עובדים.
כי יהיה משיח, הבנתי, כן, מה אתה אומר?
שמחבא, כל הערבים ימותו. וחלק מהם יהיו עבדים.
Arabs will be slaves. They are inferior. Babies are terrorists. This is Israel. This is not some fringe political group. This is the whole fucking country. This is how they justify the slaughtering of countless innocent people, a thing that has been going on for almost 80 years now, but never with such ferocity as the past 2.5. And because the media will never show you these victims or describe their slaughter with accurate language, I will. This is who Israelis are talking about. Look at these people. Look at these children. That anyone could look at these children and call them terrorists that deserve to die is beyond comprehension. Israeli officials who carry out this activity are rotten to the core and beyond saving. They are twisted and evil. But any member of the global public that can listen to these politicians or their puppets on social media say these things and look at these children and remain resolute resolute in supporting Israel is also a lost cause. Anyone who supports Israel is either completely brainwashed or a racist piece of shit. They bought into the brown people bad narrative that has been pushed in the media and entertainment for decades in order to justify American imperialism in the Middle East. They fell for precisely the same dehumanizing rhetoric that led to the Holocaust. If you support Israel, you are a Nazi. There is no meaningful distinction between support for Israel today and support for Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 40s. Given the age we live in, the horror show that is this genocide can be viewed by anyone with the courage to see it. It is the first genocide in history that has been broadcast globally in real time on a daily basis. It is undeniable unless you deliberately look away. So-called liberal Zionists, which is an oxymoron, are in denial of this reality. Their everyday lives consist of endless mental gymnastics to avoid witnessing the carnage. Their social media feeds are filled with propaganda peddlers, convincing them that none of it is real. Genocide isn't real. If you don't go and look at it yourself, then you can pretend it doesn't exist. Well, I'm going to show you, to the best of my extremely limited ability, what is happening. This video almost certainly will not be monetized. I am fully aware of that, and I don't care. But I can't show you the true extent of the carnage, as that would violate YouTube's community guidelines, and my channel could get deactivated from a single violation of this nature. This means that while I can tell you about archivegenocide.com, and I can take select clips from there to place in this video, I can't show you the thousands upon thousands of videos of Palestinian children lying dead in a ditch with their guts pouring out of their abdomens, of Gazan parents clutching the lifeless bodies of their progeny in their arms, crying out to their God with a despair that haunts me every time I look at my own children. And I certainly can't show you what was never even captured: the countless bodies instantly vaporized, the countless bodies still trapped under rubble that will never be recovered, the countless bodies with limbs zip-tied and shoved into mass graves, with dirt bulldozed on top of them, often still alive, shrieking as they get their last glimpse of daylight. There is no way for me to physically illustrate for you the true extent of this genocide. And that brings us to the main point of this video. Dickheads like Destiny deny the fact that Israel is committing genocide. This is beyond comprehension. Any honest person with the courage to look can instantly see what has been going on in Gaza for nearly 3 years now, and it is objectively genocide. Anyone who wants to complain about how woefully unqualified I am to make that assessment, they can shut their dumb fuck faces, because you don't have to take my word for it. Every single human rights organization in the entire world has labeled this a genocide. Let me play a short clip from Mehdi Hassan, since he will be able to get this point across quite succinctly.
Gaza has been cut off from the world for almost 3 years and subjected to war crimes, ethnic cleansing, genocide. But if you say that, Israel and its supporters will accuse you of lying, of being anti-Semitic, of perpetrating a blood libel. So let me debunk this argument in less than 60 seconds by asking one very simple question. Start the clock. Do you believe Benjamin Netanyahu, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich about what's been happening in Gaza? Or do you believe the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry, the UN Special Committee, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, the UN Special Rapporteur for the Occupied Palestinian Territories, 14 other UN Special Rapporteurs, the former UN Humanitarian Chief, UNICEF, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Bet-Salem, Gisha, Physicians for Human Rights Israel, Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam, Save the Children, Christian Aid, Action Aid, the NGO Air Wars, the NGO Action on Armed Violence, the International Association of Genocide Scholars, and its President Melanie O'Brien, the editor of the Journal of Genocide Research, Dirk Moses, the author of the book What is Genocide, Martin Shaw, the leading Israeli Holocaust scholars, Omar Bartov, Amos Goldberg, Daniel Blattman, Raz Siegel, Shmuel Lederman, the Norwegian Refugee Council, the Danish Refugee Council, Refugees International, the International Rescue Committee, the former head of Israel's military, Moshe Yalon, the former head of Israel's Shin Bet, Ami Eilon, the former deputy head of Israel's Mossad, Amram Levin, and the former prime minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert. Who do you believe, them or the Israeli government? Who do you think is lying? All of them or Benjamin Netanyahu?
But Mehdi, didn't you know that all of those organizations and all of those people are Hamas? The entire world hates Jews. Only Israel is telling the truth. Everyone else is a lying anti-Semite. Case closed. Anyway, more effective than just listing organizations, we can go through the specific details which demonstrate that this is objectively genocide. Let's start with the death toll. You'll see propaganda peddlers on social media cracking up about how it's the only genocide where the population actually increased. Disgusting. It's impossible to get a true count, but any official numbers you'll see that hover around 70,000 killed are so far off the mark, it's insane. And anyone complaining that these are fabricated Hamas numbers is brainwashed. An independent study in The Lancet estimated well over 180,000, half of which are children, and that was in July of 2024. 2 full years ago. Previous estimates had been much lower because they only took into account bodies that were identifiable and directly correlated with airstrikes or gunshots. But thousands of bodies have been totally vaporized, leaving nothing identifiable behind. And thousands more bodies are still buried under rubble from all the carpet bombing or in still undiscovered mass graves. Additionally, so many people have died from wounds, from general poor health, from starvation, from freezing to death because they sleep through the winter in paper-thin tents, from disease because there is near zero health infrastructure, all of these are victims of genocide. They are deaths caused by the total and complete destruction of a territory and everything a society needs to survive. And Israel hasn't stopped bombing Gaza for a single day since July 2024, ceasefire or not, so the number is much higher now. Israel has murdered hundreds of thousands of Gazans, likely at least 20% of the Gazan population. That's genocide. It is a maximization of casualties while still maintaining their version of plausible deniability. They also specifically targeted hundreds of journalists, well over 1,000 doctors, and other key personnel publicizing the genocide and keeping citizens safe. That's genocide. The continued use of white phosphorus and other illegal weapons as documented by Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. That's genocide. It's very easy to get much more granular with it as well. Francesca Albanese of the UN Refugee Agency published a report way back in March of 2024 that outlined a determination of genocide, and she has continued to update that report ever since. It documents explicitly stated intent for genocide, the long list of violations of international law, systematic torture and sexual abuse of prisoners with no legitimate charge against them, a total erasure of culture, the stripping away of any sense of dignity for an entire people. Israel really hits every single point on the genocide checklist. For writing these reports and sharing these determinations with the UN, Francesca has faced a volume of harassment and threats to her personal safety that I can't even begin to imagine. And that's coming from someone who is harassed every day and receives threats sporadically. You heard Mehdi's list, but let's expand a little. Human Rights Watch cited starvation as a weapon of war and the creation of conditions calculated to bring about the physical destruction of the Palestinian population. Doctors Without Borders cited the testimonies of doctors reporting that they routinely received children who have been shot in the head or chest by snipers, as we mentioned. UNICEF reported that essentially all of the million or so children remaining in Gaza need mental health and psychosocial support due to immeasurable trauma, especially the thousands who have lost limbs, usually amputated without anesthetic, and those who have lost their entire families. The International Association of Genocide Scholars stated that the legal definition is cleanly met, citing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Jewish Voice for Peace, Amnesty International, even several Israeli organizations. It's a long list of organizations, and the list of criteria that qualify this as genocide is never-ending. 90% of Gazans displaced, absolutely all farmland unusable, continuous blocking of humanitarian aid, starvation and life-threatening malnutrition, mass executions of healthcare and rescue workers. Israel is a club of genocide overachievers. If you deny the fact that Israel is committing genocide, you are no different from a climate change denier or an anti-vaxxer or a fucking flat earther. You are denying the very obvious reality that we live in. Did you hear that, Stephen? Then let's talk about the complete demolition of the entire territory. Israel wants people to believe that they're the most moral army in the world, taking every imaginable measure to protect innocent civilians while exclusively targeting filthy Hamas terrorists with laser precision. This is total horseshit. I mean, again, they proudly announce that they want to murder every last child in Gaza, so anyone who believes them when they say the opposite is a moron. But more importantly, there objectively is no precision whatsoever to the destruction in Gaza. More than 78% of Gazan infrastructure has been demolished by relentless carpet bombing. Every hospital, every school, every bakery, every city demolished. Once refugee tent camps were set up, they bombed those too. They tell them to evacuate even though they have nowhere to go, and then bomb them anyway. They give them safe routes to evacuate, and then bomb the safe routes. They designate safe spaces, and then bomb those too. And when they occasionally let in food, they shoot at Gazans when they try to get it. It's complete annihilation combined with twisted psychological torture. It's very easy to look at image after image of the destruction to see that there was zero regard for precision. They weren't aiming for some imaginary terrorist. They were never doing anything but destroying Gaza. From day one. You're not convinced by these images? Too small in scope? Let's get a broader top-down view.
Atenção nessa cidade, ó, uma cidade normal, né? Tá cheia de pessoas, avenida, cheia de construção. Eu vou mostrar para vocês como é que essa... Isso daqui é uma foto de satélite de 2023. Agora, olha como é que ela tá agora. Cadê a cidade? Cadê? Cadê os prédios? Cadê as pessoas? Vou tirar o zoom para você ver o tamanho dessa área destruída. Olha o tamanho dessa área destruída. Olha isso aqui. Isso aí é a cidade de Rafah, no sul da faixa de Gaza. Fica na fronteira com o Egito. Essa área destruída, só nessa área destruída ao sul, toda essa área cinza, toda essa área que eu der um zoom aqui, eu vou ver uma área destruída. Essa área aqui é maior do que a área que foi destruída pela bomba de Hiroshima, a bomba atômica de Hiroshima. Qualquer lugar que eu aponte aqui, eu vou ver casas destruídas, destruição. Uma das coisas mais horrendas da história humana. E isso aqui vai assombrar a humanidade por muito tempo. E o Holocausto da Segunda Guerra se repetiu, infelizmente, e ninguém conseguiu impedir. E até agora os responsáveis por esse crime contra a humanidade estão rindo à toa. Fica aqui esse registro, porque é uma coisa assustadora. E como o olho que tudo sabe, tudo vê, não apaga a imagem, essa é a imagem real. Contra fatos, não há argumentos. O que aconteceu aqui foi genocídio.
It doesn't get any clearer than this. Gaza is now an uninhabitable wasteland. Absolutely nobody can keep a straight face and say that this level of destruction had anything to do with targeting terrorists while keeping civilians safe. We can know this with even greater certainty by looking at what they're doing in Lebanon. Village after village, town after town, not individual buildings, the entire town. This has nothing to do with terrorism. This has nothing to do with Hezbollah, whose label of terrorist organization is laughable to begin with. Hezbollah and any other group that is labeled terrorists by Israel are simply people desperately defending themselves against Israeli terrorism. Hezbollah formed as a direct response to the Sabra and Shatila massacres, for example. Israel is the aggressor state, slaughtering anyone they please, and anyone who stands in opposition to that is labeled a terrorist. These groups are the rebellion in Star Wars. Israel is the fucking empire. Do you think Emperor Palpatine would label Luke Skywalker a terrorist? Of course he would. Supporting Israel is like rooting for the fucking Death Star. But again, this level of destruction has nothing to do with Hezbollah or any other supposed terrorist group. This is demolition. This is an erasure of a people, their lives, their culture, to make room for Israeli expansion. A huge chunk of Lebanon is Israel now. They will build, settlers will come, and that's the end of it. Then they'll steal more land tomorrow, and the cycle continues. They'll tell you themselves if you ask them. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich sure did.
אני מודה שלזה לא ציפיתי. אני מוכן להתחיל מהתוחמת הצפונית, אבל סתם, תדעו לכם, זה לא מצחיק. יש תוכנית עסקית, תקשיבו לי טוב, יש תוכנית עסקית שנבנתה על ידי אנשים הכי מקצועיים שיש, שנמצאת על השולחן של נשיא טראמפ, לאיך הדבר הזה הופך לבוננזה של נדלן, אני לא צוחק, מחזיר את עצמו. אגב, אני התחלתי מסע מתן עם האמריקאים, ואני אומר את זה לא בצחוק עכשיו, כי אני גם דורש, הרי אנחנו שילמנו המון כסף על המלחמה הזאת. אז אנחנו צריכים להתחלק, איך אנחנו עושים אחוזים על שיווקי הקרקע, אחר כך בעזה, אבל עכשיו, לא בצחוק. את שלב ההריסה, שהוא תמיד השלב הראשון בהתחדשות העירונית, עשינו, עכשיו צריך לבנות, זה הרבה יותר זול.
It's not funny. There's a business plan. Thanks to Trump, the real estate mogul, cosplaying as the president of the most powerful nation on earth, it's gonna be a bonanza. When you decide that you want to steal some land, first, you demolish everything. That's always the first phase. If people are already living there, kill them by the hundreds of thousands if you want. What's the difference? They're not chosen people like us. Murder them, displace them, whatever you have to do. Destroy absolutely everything in the region until not a single building is left standing. Then go in, clear the rubble, and build luxury condos or whatever the fuck you want. Easy peasy. Do you understand now what has been happening since October 7th? Do you understand that it was never about terrorists or protecting Israel or getting back hostages or anything of the sort? Not for a single second was it ever about any of those things. Israeli officials didn't give two shits about hostages. They were an excuse to keep bombing. There were deals on the table early on that involved a ceasefire in exchange for all of the hostages being returned, and they refused. In October of last year, they got all of the hostages back that they didn't kill with their carpet bombing. That still didn't stop them. And I wish I had saved my tweets from early in the genocide, but I didn't, so you'll just have to take my word for it. But I was saying all of this. From day one, I knew that this was premeditated ethnic cleansing and land acquisition. Belligerent imperialism in the 21st century. Everything I was saying came true. That Gaza would become Israel, that they would do it to Lebanon too, and I was silenced for it. Anyone who didn't have their head up their ass could smell it, but if you couldn't see what was happening then, do you see it now? Smotrich says they paid for this war. They paid money to fabricate pretense for a military operation with the singular goal of clearing out Gaza to keep it, with Lebanon and Syria to follow shortly after. Now that they're most of the way there with Gaza, an American military base is being built within the territory, and plans are underway to round up remaining Gazans and put them into concentration camps while they clear out the rubble and start to build new Gaza. You heard that correctly. Zionist Jews are going to put people in concentration camps. And you heard the other thing correctly, too. New Gaza is already being sold to the American public. Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's husband and haunted marionette, unveiled the plans for New Gaza, which will be luxury resorts as far as the eye can see, with some land carved out for Trump as a thank you for greenlighting all of this. And guess what? If you were one of those folks thinking that Israel's actions are way over the top, but what are you going to do because October 7th? Well, I'm going to take that away from you as well. Israel almost certainly knew what was going to happen, and they did nothing to stop it. The music festival taking place just 3 miles from the Gaza barrier was moved there from its original location at the last minute. Military response to initial activity was delayed for hours in a way that is difficult to justify. Israeli soldiers were even ordered to cancel all patrols along the Gazan border on the morning of October 7th, with no justification given.
6:30 בבוקר, 7 באוקטובר, אתה במוצב.
אצלנו השבעה באוקטובר מתחיל לפני 6:30. אני הייתי לוחם במחלקת מרגמות, בגדוד 13, גולני, ובאותו לילה, אני, יותם סרור, הסמל שלי, תמר בן יהודה, זיכרונו לברכה, שלושתנו עושים לילה לבן. הרשינו לעצמנו בשבתות וחגים במיוחד לעשות לילה לבן עד לכוננות עם שחר, ואתם יודעים, יש לנו זמן לישון מחלקת מרגמות עד לכוננות הבאה. אז ב-5:20 בבוקר אנחנו יושבים ליד הקשר כדי לא להעיר מאזין, והסמגד שלי, ניר בוינפלק, שגם הוא נפצע קשה, וברוך השם הוא שרד, פתאום עולה בקשר בהודעה מוזרה. כל התחנות, לא יודע למה, לא יודע איך, משהו בסגנון הזה, אין סיור בגדר, עד 9 בבוקר.
באיזה שעה זה?
5:20 בבוקר. קצת לפני שהכל מתחיל, ואיתמר דופק לנו פרצוף כזה של מה? ואתה יודע, אנחנו חיילים פשוטים סך הכל, לוחמים, לא מפקדים ולא קצינים שנוכל לשאול שאלות, זו הוראה של, של הסמגד. מקבלים את הפקודה הזאת ולא שואלים שאלות, הורדת פקודה רגילה. ובאמת אחרי שעה, 6:30, פתאום הזקות.
תראי, אני אגיד לך את האמת, אני חייתי עם זה מהשבעה באוקטובר, ומאוד חששתי לדבר על זה, ושהגעתי לכנסת, זה היה אחרי תקופה ששאלתי כמה שצבא בכירים, מה בעצם קרה שם. והיו כאלה שבהתחלה אמרו לי, תשמע, היה היום צליפה של נונטטים על הגדר, לכן לא רצינו לשלוח חיילים, כדי שלא ייפגעו. ואז עם הזמן קצת נפל לי הסימון, ואמרתי, רגע, אם יש איום צליפה, איך יכול להיות שאני סך הכל 200 מטר מהגדר, לא יודע שיש איום, איך יכול להיות שחברים שלי נלחמים בלי וסט, עם תחתונים וגרביים, ואף אחד לא יודע שיש משהו, אנחנו סך הכל 200-300 מטר מהגדר. ואז זה עוד הפעם ישב לי בראש, ובאמת הזמינו אותי פתאום לכנסת. הרגשתי שזו ההזדמנות באמת לפתוח את הנושא הזה ולדבר עליו ולהבין בעצם מה קרה שם. והנה, את אומרת, כמו שאת אומרת, הרבה אנשים זה נשמע להם תמוע, ומה בעצם קרה שם. ואנחנו עוד פעם חוזרים לזה, ואני אגלח את האמת, אלה, אני חי עם איזשהו חור במוח מאז השבעה באוקטובר, שמשהו בלב מרגיש לי ש... תשמעי, אני לא יודע מה שם, לא יודע מה שם, אני רוצה להבין.
A little coincidental, no. Beyond this, hundreds of the civilian casualties were the fault of Israel, due to both friendly fire from incompetent teenage pseudo-soldiers, as well as the Hannibal Directive, which involves killing their own citizens on purpose to prevent their captivity, including a tank firing on a kibbutz. This is how much Israeli officials value the lives of their citizens. When you remove military and police casualties, which are absolutely fair game, as well as friendly fire and Hannibal Directive deaths, you're left with a number of civilian casualties that are exceeded by Palestinian deaths on any decent day for Israel since October 7th, and countless days before as well. Gaza was the most heavily monitored population on the planet. Israel knew that this was their opportunity to get 9/11 levels of support for murdering Arabs, and they took it, plain and simple. Now, if you thought that Israel was only a menace to its Middle Eastern neighbors, think again. Israel is a threat to the United States and every single American, too. Let's go over the countless ways that Israel is specifically ruining the U.S. Let's start with some recent news. Israel is trying to force the United States to formally merge the American and Israeli militaries. Did you hear what I just said? Israeli officials are trying to force America to merge its military with the military of a foreign country, the one committing genocide. Moving from aid to partnership is how Bibi tried to sell it on Fox News, and even the Fox News puppet, I mean anchor, said,
"It certainly brings up some issues of sovereignty, but we'll have to work that out later."
While you're sitting there thinking about how incredibly fucked up this is, let me explain how it's way more fucked up than that. First, you know all those billions of tax dollars that we send to Israel every year, the ones that are used to murder children? Now that money will not require congressional approval. It's just part of the federal budget that the executive branch can arbitrarily provide at any time and in any amount. Next, the government is trying to bring back the military draft. If that were to happen, soldiers would be forced to fight for Israel. That would mean that young Americans could be drafted against their will and forced to go murder Arabs for Israel, while also potentially just getting murdered by Israel themselves via the Hannibal Directive. And finally, this move would make the Pentagon totally dependent on Israel. Israeli AI systems would be integrated into all the highest classification functions of the U.S. military. So no American intelligence could be withheld from Israel, including that on its own citizens, and any attempt to defy Israel's wishes by any future president could be regarded as a military coup. I need you to really wrap your head around the treachery here. Israel is another country, a totally separate country from this one. If it were suggested that the American military merge with that of Switzerland, that already would be fucking insane. Now replace Switzerland's army with a literal terrorist organization that rapes and tortures and murders civilians every single day to expand the borders of a colonial ethnostate that violates international law. This is not a dystopian novel. This is real life, and it is happening. Zionists in Congress are trying to sneak this bill through as part of a defense spending bill. This is happening because public opinion is so firmly anti-Israel that Israel has to find ways to thwart the public and entrench itself in the American power dynamic in ways that will be nearly impossible to undo, no matter how much we protest and boycott. This is a hostile takeover of the American government by a foreign entity. This is Netanyahu trying to place himself formally in charge of aspects of the American government. Every politician supporting this motion is guilty of treason, and nobody's doing anything about it. What's next? Well, it is common knowledge that Gaza is a testing ground for experimental weapons. New weapons are routinely tested on Palestinian guinea pigs. Who will they be used on next? Whoever Israel wants, including American citizens. The techno-fascism that is taking over the American government is nearly indistinguishable from the Zionist lobby. Take a look at Palantir, co-founded by Peter Thiel and Alex Karp. Viewers of my channel need no introduction to Thiel. He's a disgusting gremlin who directly finances an overwhelming percentage of the anti-science propaganda I debunk, whether coming from puppets like Eric Weinstein or Christian theocrats promoting intelligent design. CEO Karp proudly describes himself as the most publicly supportive CEO of Israel and never shuts up about how awesome Israel is. Thiel is right there with him. Palantir has a strategic partnership with the Israeli Defense Ministry, providing AI models for the IOF. Basically, Palantir is a key component of Israel's ability to commit genocide. Guess what else Palantir is up to? Huge contracts with the Department of Homeland Security to give ICE the exact same tech that Israel uses in order to perform its own human rights violations, while also lending its tech to federal agencies who use data mining software to aggregate information from every single American. Palantir is a major entity pushing us towards an Orwellian police state here in America. More on that in a moment. Let's see, who else? Elon Musk? He has a direct relationship with Bibi. Agreements with Israel regarding Starlink. AI collaborations. Plans for an Israel-exclusive autonomous Tesla rollout. Mark Zuckerberg, along with Musk, both routinely censor pro-Palestine content on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Posts, stories, and entire accounts are regularly deleted, most notably anything depicting Israeli human rights violations. If content is not outright deleted, viewability is altered such that it is seen only by followers and does not show up in general feeds. This is in direct response to requests from Israel's cyber unit.
In 2025, an investigation published by DropSite found that Meta complied with 94% of takedown requests issued by Israel since October 7. That same year, The Intercept reported that YouTube removed 700 videos published by official Palestinian human rights organizations.
And we heard, frankly, from high-level officials at Facebook who said, my job is to defend Israel. You know, so like, this isn't some sort of wild conspiracy. This is a thing that, you know, is happening in broad daylight, and there's nothing we can do about it because of these consolidation of these monopolistic companies that manage the entire global internet space.
Why would tech oligarchs who fancy themselves above the law comply with requests from a foreign government? Ponder that. Then, of course, there is Zionist billionaire Larry Ellison, who purchased TikTok in January of this year. This was the platform where young people were most consistently learning about Israel's war crimes, so the Zionist lobby decided to put a stop to that. Ellison has long-standing personal and political ties with Israeli leaders, and he has personally donated tens of million dollars to the IOF, as well as investing in AI data centers in Israel. I don't even need to tell you that once Ellison acquired TikTok, pro-Palestine content was censored almost completely, and prominent Palestinian journalists were abruptly banned, in a last-ditch effort to maintain a sliver of support among the younger demographics. But don't worry, social media manipulation is just the tip of the iceberg. Israeli tech firm Cognite is installing its system Falconet in American police SUVs. This is tech that pretends to be a cell phone tower, such that every phone in the vicinity connects automatically and all its data is compromised. Texas, New York, Florida, and New Mexico are all currently using this tech. A foreign company has built invasive surveillance technology that tracks American citizens in American streets. A foreign company has unlimited access not only to private data of American citizens, but also the details of how American law enforcement surveils its population. And the contracts are redacted. Nobody can see what data is being collected, why it's being collected, how long it's kept, or who has access. Mass warrantless cellular tracking without consent and with zero transparency. This would be unconstitutional even if being done by the U.S. government, but for Israel to be doing it here is fucking insane. What could this lead to? Well, to see what could happen to Americans tomorrow, we only need to look at what Israel is doing to Palestinians today. Check out this newest insanity. Unmanned cranes with machine guns are being used to murder Gazans. UNICEF reported a 12-year-old girl shot in the chest while in a tent. Another 5-year-old girl killed in her home. These cranes fire randomly and continuously at tents and exposed neighborhoods. Where will we see these next? Major intersections in American cities to protect all the patriots from dangerous Antifa? Preparation for the crackdown on American citizens has already begun. Anyone who criticizes Israel is being monitored by the FBI. A new legislation known as the National Security Bill grants the government broad powers to prosecute almost anyone under terrorism charges simply for doing routine journalism or peacefully protesting. Countless supporters of Palestine have been arrested under such pretenses already. Same with protesting ICE. 8 anti-ICE protesters were recently each sentenced to 30 to 100 years in prison. One of them wasn't even at the fucking protest. He just moved a box of pamphlets. And yet, they will spend their lives in jail. Why? To establish precedent for labeling the activity of individual protesters as part of large terrorism networks. This is the blueprint for the legal framework being built around criminalizing protests, expanding terrorism rhetoric, and cracking down on any dissent from the twisted goals of those in power. This is how you transform political opposition into a security threat, peaceful protest into terrorism. Want to jail subversive individuals with zero basis? Just shout Antifa and your wish will be granted. This is an arbitrary category that can be expanded at will to encompass any political affiliation deemed unsavory to those in power. Doesn't matter what you did or didn't do. You're part of terrorist Antifa because they say so, and you go to jail for life. This is how you make people afraid to organize and resist authoritarian rule. On January 6th, people smashed windows at the Capitol. They assaulted police officers. They literally hunted down lawmakers. They erected actual gallows and called for the public execution of Mike Pence, who was in charge of the count. It was a coup that attempted to interfere with an election and install a dictator. What do they get? Jail time for being domestic terrorists? No. Trump pardoned them all and then tried to award them billions of dollars of taxpayer money for damages. What serves the state is good and heroic, no matter how obviously terroristic in nature. And whatever defies the state is terrorism, even if it's just holding a fucking sign or preventing ICE domestic terrorists from murdering civilians. This is already codified. The National Security Presidential Memorandum 7, or NSPM 7, officially directs federal agencies to aggressively investigate and disrupt groups and individuals that they decide are linked to political violence, which just means a legal way to target nonprofit organizations and absolutely any activist they please. Watch lists of suggested subversives already exist. What are the targets? Anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, anti-Christianity, extremism on migration, race, and gender, opposition to traditional American views on family, religion, and morality. All of these labels are in there. I'm not making up a fucking word of this. It's a goddamn fever dream. What is this? This is the complete dismantling of free speech. The Constitution guarantees that you can't be imprisoned for things you say, for views you hold, or for protesting things. This administration is taking a big dump on freedom in the Constitution, and they're doing it for Israel just as much as the rest of the oligarchy it can barely be distinguished from. Other countries are doing the same thing. A new law in Britain gives sweeping powers to executive leadership to determine terroristic threats and imprisonment. imprison protesters, criminalizing journalism and activism, using broad provisions to put people in jail for a decade or more. Germany is on board as well, approving a bill that makes criticism of Israel a criminal offense punishable by 5 years in prison. Supporting a cause or quoting a source that is arbitrarily deemed a terrorist threat will be a crime, and countless people will begin going to jail for defending basic human rights. What is the justification for such draconian measures? Always, without fail, anti-Semitism. The boogeyman, the hyperinflated threat that justifies ruining countless lives, an embodiment of the toxicity it pretends to fight. Oh, and what will be the last resort if the American public simply will not accept foreign rule? Just ask Israeli defense researcher Benny Sabti. He recently tweeted this: maybe USA needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who is the enemy and who is the friend. Sounds like a threat, doesn't it? Yes, Israel can and would commit a terrorist attack on American soil, blame it on Arabs, and gaslight the world into supporting a renewed wave of violence on whomever they please, with full American economic and military support. Sounds too far-fetched? Think again. Israel has a history of this behavior. In 1967, Israeli aircraft and torpedo boats attacked the USS Liberty in nearby waters and killed 34 Americans. They thought it was an Egyptian warship, of course, you know, since those usually fly American flags. This was an attempt at precisely this type of false flag operation. Sink an American ship, blame it on Egypt, and lure America into war on their behalf. Benny knew he fucked up by saying the quiet part out loud, so he edited the tweet to seem less obvious, but it was too late. The internet never forgets. Anyone who thinks that Israel would only massacre Arabs and never white people clearly isn't paying attention. Look at what they did very recently to the European aid flotillas. Hundreds of European activists were detained, beaten, tortured, and raped. Israel did it proudly and brazenly, with full knowledge that there would be no consequences for them. And if serious consequences ever did befall Israel, they can always resort to the Samson option. This is Israel's military strategy of massive nuclear retaliation as a last resort if the country is facing imminent destruction and existential collapse. Basically, if Israeli officials think everything has gone irreparably south for them and they are about to be destroyed by literally anyone, they will just nuke everybody. Israel refuses to confirm or deny having nukes, and they refuse to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which means they aren't obligated to be inspected for nukes, which means they absolutely have nukes. Meanwhile, over here in America, every effort is being enacted to ensure that nothing can slow Israel down in its quest to destroy everything. Anything deemed a threat to unchecked belligerence and imperialism must be eliminated. The International Criminal Court regularly calls out the war crimes of both Israel and the United States. So Trump and Bibi, along with thirsty Marco Rubio, are trying to dismantle the ICC entirely. The ICC makes light of American war crimes in Afghanistan, the Caribbean, Venezuela, and of course, literally everything Israel does, so they are deemed a radical threat to democracy. Here's Marco whining about American sovereignty just because someone dares push back on Western barbarism and crimes against humanity. Basic accountability is tyranny to the gaslighters who don't want to stop bombing and murdering and seizing land. Marco and Bibi do look cute together, though, don't they? And of course, any country reliant on U.S. assistance that does not go along with the campaign to destroy the ICC will feel the blowback. This is just a continuation of the trend of this administration, dismantling absolutely any institution which serves the global citizenry at the behest of a twisted oligarchy. Want to pollute more? Destroy the EPA. Want to poison more? Destroy the FDA. Want to do more war crimes? Destroy the ICC. It's a trend, and it's one I've been highlighting in my content for a while now. None of this is normal. This is not business as usual. This current administration is the beginning of the fascist takeover. It is happening now. They are trying to eradicate democracy. Whoever doesn't see that is blind. Anyone crying about TDS can fuck themselves. This is the moment where we either fight all of this while we still have an outside chance, or we submit to tyranny and accept fascist authoritarian rule. There is not an ounce of hyperbole in anything I've said. The infrastructure for the authoritarian police state is being built and implemented right now. today. People can sense the changes being implemented by Project 2025 personnel. Public opinion regarding Israel has shifted irreparably even among conservatives. The oligarchy knows it, and they are doing everything they can to secure authoritarian control before this term is over and they lose their chance to clamp down. These monsters will not stop until they get the techno-theocratic dystopia they're lusting for. Orwellian surveillance with flock cameras on every corner to track every citizen and everything they do. ICE thugs terrorizing every neighborhood. Digital IDs required to access any website. The prison is being built around Americans as we speak. And the campaign is beginning to ruin the life of anyone who tries to organize against it. With these acts that can arbitrarily label any subversive activity as terrorism, they will destroy livelihoods. They will send ICE agents or drones to murder people in broad daylight. Sympathy for the victims of Israeli terrorism are now terrorists, according to the state. Israel has their hands in absolutely all of this. All of it. There is not a single nook or cranny of any of this shit that doesn't involve Israel. Israel is pure poison, and Zionism is the ideology behind it. An ideology of Jewish supremacy, ethnic cleansing, genocide, deception, and self-victimization. Okay, are we all up to speed on how Israel is an existential threat to all of humanity and the most vile source of pure evil since the Nazis, and how they are objectively committing genocide like 100% without a doubt, and anyone who says otherwise is either paid by Israel or a brainwashed idiot? Awesome. Now let's get back to Destiny and talk about his rose-colored relationship with this belligerent imperialistic ethnostate.
Honestly, I'm pro-genocide. It sounds really shitty, but, like, I think that Israel should just draw up its fucking borders about where it is now, and basically Palestinians can go live in another place. That's really shitty, but, like, that's about where I'm at.
You just think the Palestinians should just pack up and Native American the fuck out of there?
The problem is that it seems like there is a hugely general hostility to Jewish people across really the entire world, but definitely the Middle East.
Right out of his own mouth, he is pro-genocide. He supports the genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. He thinks they should either be killed or removed, and that land should be Israel, because the whole world is just a bunch of dirty anti-Semites, so poor Israel gets to do genocide. Ethnic cleansing is super awesome, according to Destiny. Did you think I was exaggerating about this piece of shit? I'll take your apology now. And don't worry, we're just getting started. This is a fucking rabbit hole.
Again, this was a group of civilians, including children, who were waving white flags. They had done everything that Israel had told them to do. They were in an Israeli-declared safe area, and they were in the process of evacuating to a different safe area. So what did Destiny think about this? Well,
the interview complete, our cameraman walked away.
So like what? So he is interviewing the guy who's about to go do some shit to get himself killed, basically. That's what's going to happen. We know from this point, that's what's going to happen. So he walks away, gets back a little bit, and then he sets up behind this thing, right? Is this concealment, I guess? Not cover, concealment, right? Because I think the tank's over here. So now he can capture the footage right here. He sees the guys walking, knowing that they're about to get shot, because that's what's going to happen. And then eventually they get shot and everything is, this is it. It's like act 1, 2, and 3. It's like all here. I'm sorry. The tracking live movement shot of the lady running up to her dead husband? Like, what is this? But they probably were hoping to get shot at, or maybe, so you're saying the woman was acting? I don't think the woman was acting. She probably was sincerely sad. Her husband got fucking killed. But I think they were farming TikTok clips. I mean, remember these people have suicide bombers. So it's not that big of a stretch to imagine that they would be willing to get shot. Who is this guy? Do we even know if he's actually fucking dead? Like, we don't actually see the wound. Right? It seems like they don't have any problem showing anything else. Like, why just the white flag so that it can look all bloody? Like, show us the actual gunshot. You have no problem showing other violence, right? What Pallywood means is that you're capturing intentional video footage to sell a certain narrative about what's going on, basically. And you kind of ignore the fact that, like, okay, well, they're in a battle zone in an area they were told to evacuate from, and they're going back to try to release somebody that was captured. Like, that's, like, Pallywood, I think. You're essentially provoking the enemy to take what is largely a justified action and then trying to say that it's like indiscriminate civilian killing.
That's right. When people are executed by Israel, especially in what is deemed a safe zone, they deserve it because they were farming for TikTok clips. They have to provoke Israel into violence because Israel would never be violent on their own. The rhetoric here is beyond vile. This is like telling a rape victim she was asking for it because of her short skirt, but 1,000 times worse. Anyone who uses the term Pallywood is a fucking monster. Once again, if you actually truly want to see what happens in Gaza on a daily basis, you can head over to archivegenocide.com and look for yourself. Bring a barf bag. People are ruthlessly slaughtered every single day, and the thousands of videos on that site are only a tiny fraction of the carnage that has been inflicted on Palestinians over the past 2.5 years. Pretending that they're faking it is identical to Holocaust denial, except way worse since this is happening today. Now here he is doing a fan meetup in Israel, giving advice to young IOF soldiers on how to hide their war crimes.
I do have this little worry that in the media and in the global, opinion, it's not such a good thing to be an IDF soldier.
It's not. It's absolutely. The opinion is really bad. Yeah. Here's the one piece of advice I'll give you, okay? If you're joining the IDF, okay? Leave your fucking cell phone at home and stop taking stupid fucking videos, okay? Because everybody's fucking you with them, okay? And if you see a soldier, okay, going through a fucking drawer, and listen, if you want to fucking wear a dress and you think it's funny, just don't fucking take a fucking video picture of it, okay? Jesus.
Yeah, Destiny agrees it's cool to murder Palestinians. And when you're done, it's super funny to go through their belongings and even try on their clothes like a little trophy. If you didn't know that IOF soldiers do this all the time, now you know. Anyway, Destiny is totally on board for the post-slaughtering fashion show. But you guys, stop taking pictures and posting them to social media. You don't want the world to know what complete fucking monsters you are making a joke out of genocide. Keep it to yourself, okay? By the way, this little tidbit was part of a 2-week spree in June 2024 where Destiny went all around Israel interviewing dozens of Israeli officials and media personalities in what was very clearly an Israel-funded propaganda trip. Here he is with Alon Levy, the shit stain who served as Israeli government spokesman during the first stretch of the genocide. So basically, he's the guy who sold the world on this genocide more than anyone else. He's the one who amplified narratives about beheaded babies and a baby in the oven on October 7th that definitely didn't exist. Hamas using Palestinians as human shields when that's actually what Israel does. The ultra-sophisticated Hamas bases under the hospitals that were never there, shouting about how anyone exposing Israeli propaganda is part of an anti-Semitic propaganda campaign. Destiny is right at home here, naturally. Here he is with Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli settler in the West Bank where Palestinians are brutally terrorized every single day as illegal settlements continue to expand against international law, and a Kahanist who served as a political advisor to Ben-Gvir. Here he is with Benny Morris, an Israeli historian who tried to whitewash the 1948 Nakba, which is the true beginning of this campaign of ethnic cleansing and dispossession of Palestinians. He also did a 2-on-2 debate with Benny against Norman Finkelstein and Muin Rabbani on Lex Fridman, where he spewed a bunch of Zionist bullshit and got humiliated by Finkelstein, which is well worth a watch. Then here he is with Yair Golan, former Israeli politician, Naz Daily, a content creator who whitewashes the occupation, Yossi Beilin, former Minister of Religious Services of Israel, Ofer Shela, journalist and politician, Anshel Pfeffer, journalist and genocide denier, Yosef Haddad, genocide propagandist. That's not even the full lineup. He has long playlists with way more content, which beyond interviews includes palling around with IOF terrorists and even reenacting the stealing of a Palestinian's home. We won't dive into all that content today, but that's his little Hasbara field trip. Destiny was recruited by Israel to publish content to brainwash American liberals into denying genocide. Want more? Here he is mocking the death of Palestinian poet Rifat Alarir, who was targeted and murdered in an Israeli airstrike. He's a garbage human who deserved to be murdered for speaking out against genocide. And what a horrible father he is for having children absolutely anywhere, since Israel bombs literally everywhere all the time, including and especially the places where they specifically tell Palestinians to go.
People have been telling us that the Palestinians are starving to death for decades. People have been telling us since October 7th that no aid is going to the country, that has been kept on a caloric deficit. And now here we are, months and months and months in. Where are all the people dying from starvation? Something is not adding up here. The math doesn't work. Something is not right about the story that's being told.
Yes, Destiny is denying the objective fact that hundreds of Palestinians have died of malnutrition and starvation during this genocide. He asks where the dead people are and can't even bother to look. Sam Harris does this too, by the way. Another genocide-supporting piece of shit and incredible disappointment of a human being. Who knows? He may deserve a video at some point as well.
So you don't even deserve to be in that.
What do you want him to admit? What do you want him to admit?
Why is there a blockade in Gaza?
Yeah, you tell me.
Why is there a blockade in Gaza?
When you look at the fact that Israel is preventing cookies from going into Gaza, you know that it's not motivated by military.
Why were cookies being prevented from going in?
And
what were custom
chips?
Rockets fueled with?
Yeah, with cookies? Yeah,
with sugar and fertilizer. Yes, that's how they made the early rockets.
So we're going to deny Palestinians in Gaza sugar because it might be used.
You know what? First of all, they're not allowed back in because they use more sophisticated rockets.
That's right. There has to be a blockade to prevent food from getting to starving Gazans because they will use the sugar to make rockets. That just came out of his dumb fuck face. Starving 2 million people to death is cool because we can't have tiny dinky little rockets damaging a bus stop while Israel continues to carpet bomb Gaza on a regular basis. Fuck me, what an asshole.
Genocide is a special crime that has two elements. One of the elements requires some kind of, like, you know, destruction of a people or taking away of their children or sterilization, something like that, an obvious thing. But the second part is a highly specialized intent to destroy a group of people in whole or in part. And that highly specialized intent is what makes genocide so unique. And there are so many things related to genocide that don't apply to modern military conflict that you should take note of, because when you start to apply genocide in the way it's being applied to Israel, it basically would be applied to every single conflict.
No, it wouldn't, you delusional asshat. Israel's genocide is not a military conflict. Palestinians don't have a military. They're a prisoner population being indiscriminately slaughtered while their land is demolished and stolen. That's why it's a fucking genocide. There is no conflict happening in the world today that better fits the definition of genocide that he just listed, and yet it doesn't apply to Israel because reasons. In this clip, he also states that the invasion of Rafah needs to happen, ethnic cleansing is not a real thing, he tries to deny the systematic sexual abuse of Palestinian prisoners, it's a fucking clown show.
You have statements going...
You understand, just as a real quick thing, you understand that transfer is not the same thing as ethnic cleansing, right?
You understand that Benny Morris has said that it's ethnic cleansing and that that's his euphemism,
hold
correct?
On, no.
That's right. If Israel was to forcibly transfer all Palestinians out of their territories to keep the land for themselves, effectively cleansing the land of the indigenous ethnic group, that wouldn't be ethnic cleansing. How silly. My BFF Benny Morris told me so.
Like, I think a broad general problem with Arabs in the Middle East is they genuinely believe, like, Jewish conspiracies are like the underpinning of their entire understanding of the world. That Jews control all of the West, all of the banks, all the countries, and that's a thing that a lot of them believe. I don't know how relevant that is to their day-to-day life or how much it matters, but yeah. It's probably a problem.
This is a fucking insane thing to say out loud. Arabs in the Middle East have been dealing with Western imperialist aggression for their entire lives. Palestinians watched Zionist militias invade in the 1940s and murder entire bloodlines while stealing entire villages. They watched their land being usurped and given to settlers while a system of apartheid was built around them. There's no fucking conspiracy here. This is their personal lived history. Their family members slaughtered. Their homes stolen with all of their possessions inside. If someone came to your house with guns, murdered a few members of your family, and then forced the rest of you to leave with just the shirt on your back while they kept your house and all your stuff, your hatred of those people would not be based on any fucking conspiracy. And this is not ancient history. There are people still alive today that were displaced during the Nakba, and many more from 1967 when Israel did it all again. These are victims of Western colonialism and a cult of Jewish supremacy. But this kind of dismissive bullshit doesn't work on American supporters of Palestine either. People think Jews control the West and all the governments and the media and the blah, blah, blah. How silly and conspiratorial. Well, it's not Jews wholesale, it's Israel. It's Zionists, both Jewish and non-Jewish. They do have an outrageous level of control, most obviously in the media. The pro-Israel bias across nearly all Western media outlets is so blatant that to deny it is pure insanity. It's so self-evident that I don't even feel the need to expand on that statement. Then there are all the mergers. Did you hear about the latest one? Paramount, Warner Brothers, CBS, CNN, and HBO are all under one entity. Owned by, can you guess who? Larry Ellison, the Zionist scumbag who bought TikTok, and for the exact same fucking reason. When Zionist oligarchs have this level of command over the media landscape, while also having their hands in military AI and all kinds of other imperialistic shit, it means being able to execute whatever heinous acts they want, and then completely controlling the narrative surrounding it after the fact. To say that the vast majority of mainstream media outlets are controlled by Zionists is not a fucking conspiracy theory. It's a statement of fact. You don't have to stop at CEOs either. Look at who is selected to disseminate the narratives. Editor-in-chief of CBS News is now Barry fucking Weiss, whose right-wing propaganda outlet The Free Press was one of the biggest mouthpieces for Israel in the past 20 years. And what did she immediately do when she got there? She gutted the outlet and ousted anyone with an ounce of journalistic integrity, including 60 Minutes correspondent and 37-year veteran Scott Pelley, who publicly proclaimed that Barry was hired to kill the place. With the ship now sailing where Barry wants it to go, guess who shows up on CBS News.
They're coming from the Pentagon, NASA, the CIA, the FBI, and the Energy Department. So let's bring in Avi Loeb, who now leads the White House UAP Council. Avi, what can you tell us? What's in these files? What are we looking at here?
Well, first, thank you for having me.
Avi fucking Loeb, the exact fraud I debunked that made Destiny cry about how I use the word Zionist excessively. Zionists take over CBS, hire a massive Zionist stooge to run the news, and they immediately host the Zionist fraud who spews bullshit about the UAP psyop coming from the government that is also held hostage by Zionists. Funny how that works, huh? Speaking of which, let's move on to the American government. To deny the overwhelming Israeli influence on American politics is even dumber than denying media influence. In 2024, AIPAC spent $126 million supporting pro-Israel candidates and smearing anyone who dares utter a word against them, which is why not a single Republican senator or representative, and even very few Democrats, will publicly oppose Israel. This is a foreign country severely influencing U.S. elections and undermining the democratic process. This shit runs so deep that it even trickles down to positions that have nothing to do with foreign policy. Check out this clip from when Mamdani was running for mayor of New York. Hey, candidates, first foreign visit as mayor, where would you go?
The first foreign visit by a mayor of New York is always considered significant. Where would you go first? Left to right, Ms. Adams.
First visit, I would visit the Holy Land.
Mr. Cuomo?
Given the hostility and the anti-Semitism that has been shown in New York, I would go to Israel.
Mr. Tilson, where would you go?
Yeah, I'd make my fourth trip to Israel, followed by my fifth trip to Ukraine, two of our greatest allies fighting on the front lines of the global war on terror.
Mr. Mamdani.
I would stay in New York City. My plans are to address New Yorkers across the five boroughs and focus on that.
All of them except Mamdani would visit Israel. They're so excited and so proud to brag about how much they love Israel, the genocidal ethnostate, and how, as the mayor of New York City, it would be so important to them to visit Israel. Why? Why the fuck would they do that? This isn't the president, not the secretary of state, not even a senator, a goddamn mayor. It makes no sense. Only Mamdani had the balls to say that he would stay in the fucking city he is the mayor of like a normal person. When Israeli influence has infected American politics so thoroughly that it shows up in bizarre ways like this, you know the system is completely broken. Anyone who denies this is a gaslighting asshole. Well, Destiny is one such asshole, and it's finally time to listen to him talk some shit about me. Ready for this thing? Let's dive in.
I wish you'd mention anti-Semitism less. You have genuine important points to make regarding Zionism and genocide, arguably more, or important as debunking pseudoscience, but bringing them into all sorts of pseudoscience debunking just muddies the water. You helped me deprogram from my scientifically absurd upbringing, and for that I'll forever be grateful. Please help others understand Avi is a grifter fraud without bringing Judaism into it one step at a time, mate. There's no muddying the waters here, sweetie. Avi is a Zionist douche, using the Zionist playbook of deception and victimization. And I didn't mention Judaism. I said Zionism. Get a grip. This kind of, like, rhetoric right here, you know you don't. This is Nazism right here, right? deception and victimization are like the two key pillars of kind of neo-Nazi belief. It's the idea that Jews are secretly behind the scenes controlling everything to deceive you, and they deceive you about that control. And then the self-victimization is they constantly harp about the Holocaust. Oh my God, we get it. But the reason why they have to harp about the Holocaust is because they have to center their victimhood so that they have an infinite blank check, basically, to deceive you and to control society. It's kind of crazy to just, but whatever.
That's right, folks. I'm a neo-Nazi for pointing out Zionist tactics of deception and victimization. All the deception Israel engages in to gaslight the world into supporting genocide, that's not real because Stevie says so. The victim complex they espouse, perpetually claiming to be the victims of terrorism while they commit heinous acts of terrorism, that's also not real because Stevie says so. In reality, there are no neo-Nazi tactics afoot here. Instead, there is only the Zionist tactic of irrevocably tethering Zionism to Judaism so that they can shout anti-Semite at anyone who points at their disgusting behavior. Any assault on Zionism must be an assault on Judaism as a whole because they say so, no matter how obviously impossible this false equivalence is. Zionism is not Judaism. There are countless non-Jewish Zionists serving Israel and reaping the benefits of its imperialism, and there are countless anti-Zionist Jews. Not that many in Israel, of course. We're talking about Jews around the world. But there are even some in Israel. There are even anti-Zionist, ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel. Want to see what happens to them? Serves those anti-Semites right, don't you think? No, I wasn't talking about the police officers beating up Orthodox Jews. That's not anti-Semitic, you silly goose. I'm talking about the Orthodox Jews standing with Palestinians in defiance of Zionist ideology. They're anti-Semites, obviously. Anyone who conflates Judaism with Zionism or anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, as Israel constantly does, and as Destiny just did, is a worthless anti-Semitic piece of shit. Zionism is anti-Semitism. I'm going to say that one more time so that it sinks in. Zionism is anti-Semitism. Zionism is a disgusting political ideology that has hijacked Judaism and Jewish history to justify imperialism, apartheid, and genocide. And Zionism is responsible for the lion's share of actual anti-Semitism that exists around the world as people react to Israeli aggression and misplace their anger on Jews as a whole. All moral Jews know this and speak out against Zionism the loudest, as it is their cultural identity that is being shattered by these monsters. Zionism is to Jewish supremacy as Nazism is to white supremacy. They are indistinguishable. Zionism is Nazism. I guess Destiny's little pea brain isn't big enough to wrap his head around that.
Are you really implying that anyone who is Jewish can lie about science as much as they want, and if anyone exposes those lies, they're automatically an anti-Semite?
What, bro? This guy reaches so hard. Holy shit, he's obsessed.
Avi lies a bunch about science. I exposed his lies, and in response, he just called me an anti-Semite. Exactly like the Zionist lobby that banned me from Twitter and tried to smear me for exposing their lies and propaganda. Same tactic. Literally 1 minute prior, you listened to Avi say he puts a viral YouTube video to make money in which he makes anti-Semitic claims, while making zero attempt to dispute any of the science I presented. You heard him say that. He was exposed by me, therefore I'm an anti-Semite. That's the logic he's putting forward. I'm articulating that logic clearly, and you burst into laughter like I'm pulling something out of my ass? Really?
Furthermore, what's funniest about this tired angle is that you and all your piece of shit Zionist cronies are not Semites. Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews like you and Bibi and all the rest are European. You literally are not a Semite, while Palestinians are Semites. Therefore, Zionists are, in reality, anti-Semitic.
It's quite shocking that Destiny doesn't bite on this and go on a tirade, especially since this was the main thing that upset a lot of people when I posted this video. He just giggles and then moves on. But for the record, this is accurate. Ashkenazi Jews like Bibi are way more European than Middle Eastern. That's why with services like 23andMe or Ancestry.com, Ashkenazi Jew is literally listed under European. I follow Reggie Watts on Instagram, and he recently posted his results. He's 11.1% Ashkenazi Jew, which is listed under European. He's also 0.1% Arab, Egyptian, and Levantine, a totally separate category under Western Asian. This categorization makes sense since Ashkenazi Jews look fucking European. This is also why these ancestry kits are tightly regulated in Israel and can't be purchased in Israeli pharmacies. They don't want citizens to find out that they're not fucking Middle Eastern. They pretend to have a divine claim to a region that they're not from. Do Ashkenazi Jews have more Middle Eastern ancestry than Scandinavians? Obviously, but over many centuries, that ancestry got diluted and they're largely European now. This is in stark contrast with Palestinians, who have had a continuous presence in the Levant since antiquity, along with Mizrahi Jews, who, by the way, experience systemic discrimination in Israel, which is socially and politically dominated by European Ashkenazi Jews. It's almost like there's some white supremacy in their Jewish supremacy, wouldn't you say? You can talk about the etymology of the word antisemitism all you want, and that's totally fine, but the facts regarding biology remain, and that was the main point I was making. Europeans pretending to be Middle Eastern has the same vibe as some Karen in Massachusetts bragging about being 3% Cherokee Indian. This claim to ancestral land that Zionists espouse in order to justify murdering people and stealing their homes is total horseshit. We all originated in Africa, so white people should be able to steal African homes too, yeah? A little moot since Africa was very recently the victim of European colonialism for about 100 years, but still, the logic stands. Hey Avi, I'm not sure if you noticed, but the whole world despises your ideology. The world knows your gaslighting and your Hasbara tactics. Shouting anti-Semitism at everyone that hurts your feelings is just going to hasten your demise tenfold. What does that have to do with it? What does being a lying, manipulative, gaslighting fraud in order to get away with scientific fraudulence have to do with this political ideology that involves lying and manipulating and gaslighting constantly in order to get away with war crimes? That's a serious question.
My scientific.
Can you be anti-Zionist without being anti-Semitic? Maybe, but if you really, really, really wanted to dive into it, there's like a big. I think it's actually a pretty deep argument, but most people aren't even close to being able to have that discussion.
Hey, jackass, why don't you try having that discussion with any of the thousands of anti-Zionist Jews who fiercely oppose Israel's genocide and co-opting of their faith? I'd love to see that. There's nothing deep about it. Anyone with a moral compass is anti-Zionist. Many Jews have a moral compass. Are you seeing the Venn diagram?
Like, I don't think, does anybody in the Western world ever say, like, is there a position for, like, I don't think Kurds should ever have a country. Like, I don't even know if that's like a position that people have. I think people are generally just like, oh yeah, I mean, they should, but I mean, it sucks for them, I guess. I don't know, but I mean, we don't really talk about Kurdish people much in the West. But to have like a unique perspective to be opposed to a Jewish state is a little bit weird.
You're kind of missing the point here, champ. This is the old, but why can't Jews have a country bullshit talking point. First, ethnostates are bad. Equality is good. Supremacy of any group of people over another being codified into the laws of a nation is bad. But way more important is the fact that this particular ethnostate was established on inhabited land through the slaughtering and dispossession of the indigenous population. That's the more bad part. If post-World War II, a Jewish state was set up in the middle of fucking nowhere and built up from scratch, like in Germany perhaps, since they did the Holocaust and over 80% of the country is open land, very few people would have had a problem with that. It's the ethnic cleansing that's got everyone upset. Do you get it now?
The real, when you really say you're anti-Zionist, what you're saying is that, like, you don't believe that Jews should have some special right to their own country. That's really what people mean when they say anti-Zionist. Now, that only can refer to the state of Israel because that's the only Jewish country.
No, we're saying that Israel shouldn't have the right to murder and displace anyone they want, the thing they've been doing on a daily basis since the state of Israel was established.
But then it's weird because they'll make these same claims in that, like, the Palestinians are for some reason entitled to their own state. I don't know why. It's one of the reasons why they push so hard for it's like really Albert, I don't want to get into this. I don't give a fuck.
You don't want to continue rambling because you sound like an idiot. People who inhabit a place don't deserve to continue inhabiting that place. Palestinians don't deserve Palestine? Well, it wasn't an apartheid ethnostate. Jews and Christians lived in Palestine, and they got along just fine. Jews could have emigrated in large numbers to the Levant after the Holocaust and integrated into existing societies, including Palestine. They didn't do that. Zionist militias went in and started murdering and stealing everything. Pretty big difference. Anyway, at this point, Stevie got tired, realized that my video on Avi was hard science wall-to-wall, except for the two or three comments I made on his Zionism, which he failed miserably to address honestly, and he spent the rest of the stream, which was the overwhelming majority of the stream, looking at something else. Of course, that didn't stop him from choosing this slanderous title and thumbnail. Gotta get those clicks, right, Steven? Oh yeah, I promised some other dirt on this guy. As if the genocide denial wasn't enough, here's a few other tidbits. Here he is advocating for white nationalists murdering BLM protesters.
The rioting needs to fucking stop. And if that means, like, white redneck fucking militia dudes out there mowing down dipshit protesters that think that they could torch buildings at 10 p.m., then at this point they have my fucking blessing, because holy shit, this fucking shit needs to stop. It needed to stop a long time ago.
White supremacists should mass murder protesters. They have destiny's blessing. What a great guy. Now let's shift from the disgusting to the creepy. This will be courtesy of another creator named Ryan Beard, who seems to have already done the deep dive on this stuff.
A common defense that Destiny fans will give when he says that he wants to have sex with children is that he's just joking. For example, these tweets where he says, "You were hot at 10? Any pics? Check DMs. Jesus, I've never wanted to bend someone over the hood of their little tyke so bad." I do think these tweets are jokes, very strange jokes, but I don't think that him saying he wanted to hook up with this 15-year-old was a joke. You know that classic prank where you send your friends pictures of kids in bikinis and say how hot you find them as a joke? And to help prove that this wasn't a joke, here are some clips of Destiny doubling down on his attraction to this 15-year-old in a debate with someone named Mr. Mediker.
In the course of this chat log, I was talking with a bunch of other esports guys, and we were basically talking about how crazy the fucking jailbait is in the gaming communities. It's ridiculous. I think I said something along the lines of, like, there are 15-year-old chicks that are, like, hot as fuck that will, like, try to send you pictures to, like, fuck you at events and shit, and it's like, you have to be really careful when you navigate that.
People. So what is the admitting to jerking off to 15-year-olds, then? What is that in relation to?
I never admitted to jerking off. I think I just said, like, this, I think the log is something like, this 15-year-old chick was trying to send me, or was sending me pictures of herself, and she was hot as fuck. It's, like, really hard to, like, turn down some of these people. I think
Wait, how old was she?
She said she was 15.
Did you get all that? Don't worry, it gets worse.
The next child-related Destiny incident is when him and his friends, the Bro Squad, watched an 8-year-old boy shake his penis for them on a live stream.
I shouldn't tell this because I'm gonna get fucking arrested. Or Child Protective Services. I used to be part of this horrible thing called the Bro Squad, okay? Fucking me, if you remember that fucking Cheeks bitch, and fucking a couple other people that have never been on my stream before, we're part of the Bro Squad, and what we would do is we would go around Justin TV streams trolling the shit out of these people. And we went around from fucking channel to channel, like, fucking around. Like, it was just horrible shit. We went to this channel with this fucking, like, this kid was like 8 years old, and he was fucking broing out with everybody in this chat. For whatever fucking reason, this kid decides to fucking take his pants off and fucking wiggle his 8-year-old dick on stream. I can't even believe it. Oh my fucking god. It was like, I didn't even know, like, we were on Skype, we were like, holy shit. Like, we had to do, like, a double take because we didn't even fucking know, like, what the fuck was on. Like, we were looking at, like, an 8-year-old dick, like, on the fucking screen.
Yeah, don't just immediately quit the stream or anything. Really soak in that prepubescent penis. But at least he's not grooming anyone, right?
Even though a lot of these situations involving children happened quite a while ago, I still think Destiny has been spreading harmful rhetoric around children even quite recently. A couple years ago, Destiny said that a 30-year-old randomly sexting a 14-year-old would not be grooming.
Let's say there's a person that's like 30 years old and tries to like randomly sext like 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds. I don't think that would be considered grooming.
So that clip sounds pretty bad, right? But we don't want to approach Destiny in bad faith or take take them out of context, so let's try to understand the actual argument that Destiny is making.
That wouldn't be, I don't think that would be considered grooming. Now, let's say there's a person that's 30 years old, and they're specifically seeking out, like, 14, 15-year-olds to kind of just, like, talk to them about their school life, figure out what their problems are, you know, be cool because you're old and you have experience, and then you kind of weasel in, like, sex. That's, like, grooming, right? That would be, like, grooming.
So Destiny's argument is that a 30-year-old randomly sexting a 14-year-old isn't grooming, but if a 30-year-old tries to weasel their way into a 14-year-old's life and slowly manipulate them into sexting them, this would be grooming. But this argument goes against the definition of grooming. The definition of grooming is the action of attempting to form a relationship with a child or young person with the intention of sexually assaulting them or inducing them to commit an illegal act. Guess what, Destiny? Nowhere in that definition does it say that grooming has to be a slow process.
Okay, that's weird, but those are just words and not actions, right?
Alright, let's recap all of Destiny's treatment towards women. Destiny sexually assaulted a woman. Destiny has a long history of sharing women's nudes and sex tapes without their consent. Destiny allegedly recorded a woman having sex with him without her consent. And in his messages to his Discord kitten Rose's Coming, he sent her audio recordings of men that he had slept with from Grindr and said, "I went out and sucked the guy off a few nights ago and recorded the audio. It's really scuffed in my pocket, lol. Did I ever send it to you?" He has a history of calling 15-year-olds attractive and sharing pictures of them in bikinis. He has a long history of getting very mad at women when they post about their sexual assaults on social media. He has allegedly abused at least one of his female orbiters and was psychologically abusive towards his ex-wife. And he also admitted to choking out another one of his exes multiple times. However, he claims that this was done in self-defense.
Because you better fucking believe I had to fucking choke her out a few fucking times!
Finally, Destiny has a history of doxing and threatening to leak the nudes of women that get on his bad side.
Yeah, I didn't feel like spending a lot of time on this since it's not the point of the video, but that's a tidy summary. Sexual assault would be the big one, but he is also currently being sued for non-consensually sharing nudes of a minor, and the person suing makes it clear that this is a pattern of behavior from him. I'll link to that Ryan Beard video and this Substack post if anyone cares to follow up and get more details. I just wanted to briefly make people aware that there is a pattern of predatory behavior that goes along with Destiny's genocide denial, so it's a rich tapestry. Speaking of being a sexual predator who supports Israel, do you think there could be a connection there? After all, Israel is a safe haven for rapists and child molesters. That's a whole separate rabbit hole we won't go down, but this is a very well-documented fact that foreign sex offenders can relocate to Israel and exploit its laws to evade justice. Especially Zionist Jews, of course. Maybe that's why he's getting so cozy with Israel? Food for thought. Oh, and did you know that Destiny has a son? He's 15 and a full-blown Nazi. The real kind, which actually hates Jews and flirts with Holocaust denial. Destiny is such a shit dad that his son rebelled against him by becoming an actual anti-Semite who entertains Holocaust denial. How fucking hilarious is that? Anyway, we can go ahead and wrap things up here. There's no point in trying to summarize everything we went over regarding Israel, but we can say a few last things about people like Destiny. This desperate insistence of conflating Zionism and Judaism is a Hasbara tactic. It is a Zionist talking point that is used to deflect from crimes against humanity. Zionism is not Judaism. Zionism is anti-Semitism. Trying to insulate Zionists from criticism by shouting anti-Semitism is itself anti-Semitism. It is a deflection from the very obvious facts that incriminate Zionists, which reveal who they are and what they're doing, something that any anti-Zionist Jew will gladly tell you. So when someone accuses someone else of being a Nazi simply for opposing what is essentially Nazism, they sound like a moron. So go ahead, Steven. Do your little reaction video to this. Make an even bigger fuss about what a vile, Jew-hating neo-Nazi I must be. Dig yourself even deeper into this hole, because what you think you're doing to me, you're doing to yourself. You are exposing yourself as a disgusting supporter of genocide, because almost everyone knows what Israel is, and now they will know what you are too. Watch your viewership bleed out until you are left completely alone in your support for the most indefensibly evil people on the face of the earth, committing the most vile atrocities being enacted today. Shout into the void about what a progressive liberal person you are for thinking that tens of thousands of children deserve to be slaughtered like animals. It will be a fate entirely of your own doing. So there it is, my Israel video. May the monsoon of hateful comments from brainwashed Zionists commence. Just like the brainwashed anti-vaxxers, climate change deniers, and every other delusional troll that infests my channel without having the courage to press play and learn something. I really don't give a shit. For the rest of you, I hope there was something informative and useful in here that you can use to help others see the truth about Israel. As always, thanks for watching.